This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How are you all doing? الحمد لله. I begin off by giving shukr and saying alhamdulillah and congratulating all of us that we've achieved. We've gotten to the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, the holiest nights of the year, the most important nights of the year. No blessing like it throughout the year. And it could be very possible that tonight, the 21st night, could be that very special night, the night of Laylatul Qadr, the night where the angels all come together in assembly and they receive the decrees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what would happen in the year to come. And the blessings of this, on that night would be so great. And Allah's mercy is so great. Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Until fajr, there will be an amnesty, a peace, a general sense of forgiveness. Whoever asks will receive forgiveness. And whoever prays on that night with iman, all of his sins will be forgiven. Ameen. And whoever achieves the full benefit will get 83 years of reward, a lifetime of reward. Could be tonight, or it could be any of the remaining 9 nights of this month of Ramadan, 9, 10 nights of Ramadan. And therefore, as Allah says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. And to achieve this, so to get that, strive hard to achieve it. Do your best to achieve it. We begin, alhamdulillah, you began on an excellent footing. You began in Taraweeh, the one who makes Isha'i with the Imam until the end, as if though he stood the whole night, and who makes Fajr in Jama'ah as well, as if though he stood the whole night. So make inshaAllah, you started very well. Continue and make dua. This is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers every single dua. This is the time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving and is forgiving. So may Allah bless all of us and forgive us, and may we leave this month, all of us, with the rahmah and the mercy and the forgiveness. Ameen. And those who can't be here, those who are in their graves, subhanAllah, what they would give to be here. What they would give, our mothers, fathers, grandparents, to be here for one night, to make 2 rak'ahs in iman for Allah. So even those who are successful would wish to come back. So we make dua for them. May Allah bless them in their qubur. May Allah have mercy on them, spread their qubur, and forgive them if they had mistakes, and increase them in goodness. Ameen. We continue with our tafsir of Surah Yusuf. Last night, alhamdulillah, Nabi Yusuf, he confronted and he told his brothers, I am Yusuf. And they confessed their sins and they said, we have made a mistake and we were wrong. And then Nabi Yusuf says these mighty words which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emulates. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam copies the sunnah of Nabi Yusuf when he says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. There is no blame on you. In fact, like no ill feelings between you and us. We have no ill feelings, no hard feelings. It's all water under the bridge, over, it's done. And this is a powerful message for us to take in life. So many people will wrong us. So many people we have in our hearts grudges. Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, someone at work, everyone, and we mentioned this in Jumu'ah, that if you can picture in your mind someone who you feel, oh, I hate this guy so much, for a personal reason, right? Not because he harmed Islam or he did that. Those people, you know, we make dua for them as well. But someone who harmed you personally, forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, of the attributes of the believer, كَاذِمِينَ الْغَيْثِ. They hold back their anger, وَالْمَوْفُونَ عَلِ النَّاسِ. And they make afu on others. And you know this dua that we make, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, make afu on me, pardon me, wipe out my faults. The Allah says the people, the believers, the good people, they make afu on others. Those who wrong them, they said no hard feelings. It's water under the bridge. We don't even remind you about it. It's over. When things are bad, we don't go back and say, remember what you did 5 years ago? No. It never ever happened, as if though it didn't happen. So he says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم. Today, and Allah has forgiven you, and Allah is أرحم الراحمين. Not me, I'm not the forgiving one. Allah is most merciful. Because he says, how many sins do we do against Allah? One of the names of Allah is Al-Halim. Al-Halim means forbearing. That no matter how many sins we do against Him, night and day, then we come and we make dua. Ya Allah, give, grant, forgive. Allah says, go ahead and have no problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, and that which we give we use against Him, yet He continues to give. And that is why He's Al-Halim. He's of forgiving, most merciful. Then Nabi Yusuf says to his brothers, idhabu bi qamisi hadha. Take my shirt, take this shirt of mine. This is the third time Nabi Yusuf's shirt comes into play. Third time, first time with a false blood, second time with a woman, tore his shirt. Now he takes another shirt of his and he says, take this shirt of mine, هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي, and throw it over my father's face. يأتي بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. His sight will return and bring all of our family here to Egypt. Bring all of them, wives, kids, children, dad, mom, all of them, bring them here and settle them in Egypt. I have a place sorted out for all of us now. Remember, we said that they were living in very difficult times. In fact, they don't have enough food even in Palestine. Bring them out and they settle here in Egypt. And so we said the reason why did Nabi Yusuf wait so long? It could be politically it wasn't the right time. Maybe you had a king that says we're going to make Egypt great again, no foreigners allowed. And then a new king came into place and said we open the borders. Maybe Yusuf alayhi salam now achieved a much powerful status, a much stronger status. And so now he brings Bani Israel. There's a very important point. I said this is just one story of a much longer story of Bani Israel, the children of Ya'qub. The children of Ya'qub is Israel, is Ya'qub. So his kids enter Egypt. And we will know a few centuries later, these kids will be oppressed by Fir'aun. How did they get in there? How did Nabi, and Nabi Musa will try and take them out of Egypt. This is how they get in there. Nabi Yusuf brought them in there. And they came, of course, the reason for that is to be out of the poverty and the difficulty of Palestine. Allah says, وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرِ And when the caravan left Egypt with Nabi Yusuf's shirt. So they're still in Egypt. And as the caravan leaves, قَالَ أَبُوهُمْ Nabi Ya'qub said, إِنِّي لَأَجْدَ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ I get the scent of Yusuf. I get the smell of Nabi Yusuf. Now subhanAllah, we all know, smells have an important link with memory. That you associate a smell with a certain memory, and it sort of implants in your brain. The doctors will tell you that the part of your brain that senses smell and memory are very close together. And therefore, a certain person, you maybe associate a smell with a certain person, you know that feeling. And so 30, 40 years have gone by, but Nabi Ya'qub still remembers the smell of Yusuf, and now he gets the scent out of nowhere. He says, I smell Yusuf. The caravan has only just left Egypt, thousands of kilometers away. And so he says, Lola anta tufannidun. I find the smell of Yusuf, and I would say that he's alive. I'll tell you more, but you probably think I'm going crazy. He's telling his family, you probably think I've lost my mind. You think I'm now losing it. Now also a very interesting thing. Before we enter Jannah, Ameen, we will first get the scent of Jannah before we see it. And I imagine that journey, you know, after Qiyamah, after the questioning, and you've passed the questioning, now subhanAllah, everyone must pass by Jahannam. Cross over that bridge, may Allah grant us safety. And those who cross over the bridge, they're still walking, the journey isn't done. They've been saved from Jahannam, but they're not yet in Jannah. And they are walking, and subhanAllah, they find the smell coming. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, who does this, he will not get the smell of Jannah. Those who do this, they'll be so many years away from the smell of Jahannam. So the first thing they will get is this amazing smell. This amazing smell. May Allah grant that for us. Ameen. So, he gets the smell of Nabi Yusuf and he says, maybe you think I'm going crazy. Qalu, now this is perhaps, now I imagine if all the sons are in Egypt still, this must be the woman folk that's around Nabi Yaqub, his wives, his daughters, he also had daughters. Qalu tallah innaka lafi dalalin ladalalika alqadim. They said, by Allah, tallah, wallahi, you have gone old, you are senile now. Now, it's proven, you've lost your mind, you're off your rocker. The fact that you're smelling Yusuf, it just shows that you are now, finally, you've lost your mind. Falamma anja' al-bashir. So now, when the caravan arrives, the same, now it mentions here, the same son, there was a certain son, who was appointed to give the news to their dad. So he gave all, so far he's only been giving bad news. Yusuf is gone, and he also was the one that said, Binyamin is gone. So now he says, allow me to give dad the good news. And now Allah calls him the Bashir, the one who brings the good news. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ al-Bashir, when the Bashir came, the son who comes to bring the good news, with the shirt, أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ He put the shirt over his face of the father, فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا And his sight came back. Allah granted Nabi Yaqub's sight came back. And Nabi Yaqub says, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَكُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ So Nabi Yaqub, and subhanAllah, he's a bit of an old man, and we get a bit grumpy, he's saying, didn't I tell you so? The first thing he says, I told you so. You all, for 30 years, you've been questioning me, 30 years, you've said, Yusuf is long time dead, you don't, dad, you gone, you lost the ladies, you just said now, you've gone dalal and qadim, you're old, you've gone senile. He said, didn't I tell you? I know from Allah what you don't know. I know from Allah what you don't know. And subhanAllah, he says, I never gave up hope all those years. Never gave up hope on my kids. SubhanAllah, this is the love of a parent, right? never gives up hope on his kids, always there to support, always there trying to assist. قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا. And so now they say, oh, our father, the sons, استغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا خاطئين. They said, oh, dad, please make dua for us. Ask Allah to forgive us because we were sinners. We were sinners. Now, side note here. How do you ask someone to make dua for you? There are certain rules you can do and can't do. You can ask someone that's alive and someone that can hear you, someone that is present, Sheikh, mom, dad, and it's very good to ask a parent because the dua of the parent is always mustajab. The dua of the parent for the child is very, very powerful because that is very sincere. You know, more sincere. And of course, the dua from the child to the parent is very powerful. We know the Nabi Sallallahu specifically said, of the things that benefits the parent in the qabr is the dua of their children. More powerful than the dua of the sheikh, of the imam, of whoever it might be. Because, you know, the imam, no matter how big the salawat, he's not going to cry for your parents. But you will cry for your mom and your dad. And therefore, learn how to make Salatul Janazah. Before that time comes, be able to stand for your own parents in Janazah Salah. And so, we make dua for one another, especially parents and children. Of course, as well, pious, special pious people, the du'as are mustajab. For example, Nabi Yaqub is a prophet of Allah. But there are limitations. We don't depend on the du'as of others. So for example, you can only ask someone that's alive. Can't go to the Kramat and say, Sheikh Tuan Guru, make dua for me. Because once you are dead, you cannot make dua. Even they cannot make dua for themselves. They need dua to assist them. And that person must be able to hear. You can't say, Sheikh Sudais, all the way in Saudi, make dua for me. No. Because obviously only Allah is all hearing and all seeing. So this is also not permissible. And you can ask others to pray for you, especially those who are pious, as we said. And we need to make dua for one another. So yes, make dua for yourself. Don't only depend on others' dua, but we need communal dua. Very, very great hadith. Hadith of those three men who were stuck in the cave. Long hadith I summarized. Three men came into a cave and the rock fell down and so the door was shut. The cave was shut and they were about to die. So each one had to make a dua. The first one made a dua and the rock moved a little bit but not enough for them to exit. And then the second made a dua and the rock moved a little bit more. And the last one made dua and the rock finally moved. Meaning, each one's dua was accepted, yes? But on your own, even though your dua is accepted, it couldn't fix the situation. We needed all our du'as to be accepted to fix the situation. We need to all make dua for one another. And also if you make dua, now subhanAllah, one of the lessons of the surah is you can envy someone or you can love for that person to go forward in life. And the hadith says when you make dua for someone to have prosperity, good in his life, whatever it might be, then the angels make dua for you and say, Ya Allah, and grant him the same. Grant him or her the same. So they say, Dad, please make istighfar for ask Allah to forgive us because we were sinners. And so Nabi Ya'qub says, Qala, Sofa astaghfir lakum Rabbi. I will, sofa, not sofa that you sit on, sofa means I shall, means very soon, not immediately. I shall make dua. I shall astaghfir lakum for you. I will make istighfar for you to my Lord. Innahu wal ghafurur rahim. That my Lord is all forgiving. That he has, will forgive everything. Now again, subhanAllah, if these boys try to kill their brother, and they brought grief to their father for 30 years, 40 years, and so easily, he says, Allah will forgive you. Now I hope none of us are as bad as that. We are less than that. No matter how many sins we've done, we haven't hurt our parents like that. We haven't tried to kill our brother or throw him in a well, subhanAllah. And they said, yeah, Allah will forgive without any issue. But now why does Nabi Ya'qub say, so far, soon I will make istighfar for you. Why? One tafsir, Ibn Abbas says, you see, it's always easier to get things right with a younger person. An older person is going to delay. He's going to take a bit of time. Also, it mentions that he wanted to wait until tahajjud time. He said, I will make dua for you at tahajjud, because that is the mustajab time. But Allah alam, this is perhaps the interpretation which sounds the best, that before I make istighfar for you, allow me to go and make shukr to Allah. I first want to thank Allah for returning my son, returning, before I ask, I want to thank. And so he said, let me first thank Allah. Let me go in sujood, make salah. I want to thank Allah. He brought my sons back. He brought my sight back. We are going to be reunited as a family. We're going to be taken out of poverty. All of this, just overnight, everything is going to come right. Let me first ask Allah, make shukr to him. Then I will make istighfar for you. Ask Allah to forgive you. And now, subhanAllah, end of. This is the most important time of the year to make dua. And you are in a very, very special position. The person who is fasting, his dua is mustajab. The person in Ramadan, his dua is mustajab. The one who's going to stand in salah, and especially towards the end of the night, just before suhoor time, his dua is mustajab. So make an effort to make dua. How do you make dua? This is a format. Take wudu, face the Qibla, and it's best to do it in Salah. You'll find the Anbiya, Nabi Zakariya, qa'imun yusalli fil mihrab. Nabi Zakariya is crying for a son, and he's standing in Salah. So stand in Salah. Begin by praising and glorifying Allah. Before you start, Ya Allah, I need this, I need that, I need... First start, Ya Allah, glory be unto you. Thank Him for all the blessings He's given you. Whatever I have, Ya Allah, I thank you. And more, mention His greatness, His grandeur, the Creator. Then, when you're done praising Allah and thanking Him, now mention your situation. Ya Allah, I'm in need. Ya Allah, I'm in distress. This is a problem in my life. Ya Allah, we repent for our sins. Acknowledge your sins, and then ask what you need. Say, Ya Allah, grant me this, give me this. Pray for others, pray for the ummah, and then at the end, alhamdulillah, say, Ya Allah, no matter what happens, I am thankful and I appreciate what you give me. And then you always add salawat on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Salam al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the best times to make dua, the last third of the night, suhoor time, just before you break your fast, iftar time, when you between the adhan and the iqamah of a salah, before you say assalamu alaikum in your salah, and of course in tahajjud, in sujood. And can you make a dua in English? Yes, you can. Can you do so in salah? There's a debate. So in your fard salah, don't do that. Make a dua in Arabic. Rabbana atina fi dunya. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afuha afu anna. And if it's a sunnah salah in sujood, tahajjud time, make dua in English. Speak to Allah and cry. In fact, one of the people who get the shade of Allah on the day of Qiyamah is they shed a tear for Allah where no one sees. So may Allah bless all of us. May all our duas be accepted. The best dua this time of this month is, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afuha afu anna. Oh Allah, you are the one that erases. You are the eraser. You love to erase sins, so erase all of our sins. Ameen. Last night, we asked the question, how many times did the brothers come to meet Nabi Yusuf? They came four times, which was not from Yusuf's shirt. So we said Nabi Yusuf's shirt appears three times in the story. Which one was not? There was a shirt that was torn from the back. There was a shirt that was torn from the front. There was a shirt that was covered in fake blood. And there was a shirt that brought back Nabi Yaqub's sight. Which one is not correct, right? Which one is not correct? Then inshallah, we will have our lucky draw for this evening. MashaAllah, the Hassan Asmal. I know who this prize is actually going to go to, but with the Hassan Asmal, MashaAllah, got the prize. And then over here, Ali Ariftin, has she won before? Ali Ariftin, is she here? Not here. Allahumma astaan. Warda. Warda is here. Okay, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair. We just remind that inshallah this evening, 9:30, will be Qiyamul Layl. Start with the Qiyamul Layl program. Just till 10 o'clock, a short Qiyamul Layl. And then of course, please start paying your fitrah and fidya, 40 rand for every member of your family. Fitrah, fidya, 10 rand per person. And if you'd like to contribute to the mahrajan, it's 3,000 rand for a pot of food. Jazakallah khair. Shukran so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.